Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities, can transform the world, and rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Oh,
what's up?
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Boy, you missed a day yesterday.
I know I did.
Yeah.
Were you guys on the air when...
We were leaving. Right as the Yang
Bang. Wait.
What?
Wait.
White.
Don't answer that.
Okay.
White?
What?
Wait.
Wait.
White.
Who? Why?
How do you pronounce his name?
Well, it started out as Hanson Yang, and then it turned into Yang Hanson, and then it turned into Yong Hanson, and now I believe we settled on Yong Hanson.
Yong Hanson is, okay. I think, what we are going with.
Yong...
We got a real Mario Ta situation, but
yeah,
Yong,
we've
gone from the Yang Bang to the Yong Bong, so Yong Han
Sen. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So.
Yeah. So
were you on the air?
Yeah. So
when
we were waiting for 11, and then the trade happened, and that was like 6:10, right? 6:10, 6:15, and we were like, "Well, crap!
It's gonna be right up to the last minute.
Right up until the last." So we let the music run, and we didn't have a hard out. There wasn't like the we didn't have.
It was running into like a national.
Yeah, we weren't going into Inside the Ducks or like recruiting or anything.
Nothing good.
No. So we extended it. And we were like, because it kept saying the pick was in. So like 2 minutes go by, and we're like, come on. And then someone on Twitter leaked that it was this guy.
Well, first I think we saw Danny's tweet that just said what?
Yeah,
and we didn't even know what that was. And then yeah, it was I think it was Jake Fisher that.
Yeah,
had
Jake Fisher had the name, and collectively we all went, "Who the hell is that?" And then as we were all confused and baffled. We went off the air. So we caught it collectively with a universal, what the F was that? And then we moved on. And within like an hour, Blazer fans were being convinced that this is the greatest draft pick of all time. And the next Jokic, the Chinese Jokic, is coming. How quickly Blazer fan can be sold is amazing. It's like a timeshare.
Wait. Chinese Jokic?
He's the Chinese Jokic.
That's what they're saying? Who's saying that?
So Jake Fisher.
Jake
Fisher, who's one of the guy that first had this.
Weren't you like the Mormon Jokic back when you were playing?
The Mormon Jokic?
Weren't you? Back
really?
When you were playing ball? No?
Wow.
Who is the Mormon Jokic?
Sean Bradley, I'm guessing.
Yeah, he's not very Jokic-y.
Well,
he's tall.
I'm assuming you got to be tall. I'm not very tall. I'm like 6'3".
No, they called you the Mormon Jokic.
The Mormon
back
Jokic.
In...
25 years before Jokic was a thing.
That's right.
I did have a bit of a weight problem at BYU, so that would have fit.
Well, my point there is that can't we call anyone the whatever Jokic? Just like, you know what I mean? Like, how is that even?
I don't know.
You're comparing him to an MVP already?
Yes. You don't understand, Rob.
By the way, I'd like to point out to all the listeners listening on the radio.
Yeah.
As much as they call him the Mormon Jokic, Suk did not turn out to be the Mormon
Jokic. I did not.
And that is my point.
I fell short of expectations.
That does.
I was more of the Mormon Nurkic.
Well, so I have your entire list to choose from of all Mormon players ever in the history of the NBA.
Okay.
Total's like 9.
Let's go.
Yeah, Danny Ainge.
Wow.
Danny Ainge.
Okay.
Sean Bradley. Jimmer Fredette. Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker is?
Thurl Bailey. Sam Merrill, Elijah Bryant, Kyle Collinsworth.
Boy, I didn't know like half of those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we hang our
I don't know if we
Danny
have a Jokic.
Ainge.
We might not have a Mormon Jokic.
Well, what about your boy Igor?
I don't. He's not Mormon.
He's not?
No.
He just went to BYU.
We just pay for kids now. It's great. Like, you don't. We just now buy kids.
I saw that $7 million kid you had. He showed up on, and like, they photographed him like in front of the church with like a thumbs up the day he got there.
Dude,
so I guess
if they gave you $7 million, you'd be giving a thumb up in front of the church too.
Damn right I would.
I went there and I didn't get $7 million. I stood in front of a church. They wouldn't let me in, but I was in front of it. We're just buying kids now. The idea of going to BYU and being Mormon, that's antiquated. We're here to win. We're the new basketball. You know we have like the fifth best odds to win the national title next year?
BYU?
Yeah. They got better odds than Kansas.
Did you find some black guys?
Yes. We got black guys now.
That's probably why.
Yes. We've moved on. We don't have an Egyptian anymore, but yeah, we got black guys and everything.
Who drafted Igor?
The Nets did at like number 8.
Oh yeah, the Nets.
Yeah.
In their 5 picks. Anyway, so today
among guards.
We are doing the Wang Bang.
No.
Or Yang
Or the Wong Bong.
You said Yang Han Sen.
Yeah, so now it's the Yang Bong because we can't Yang Bang. Okay. I was very excited about the Yang Bang.
That was too.
I think we all were. I think we all thought the same thing. I'm here for the Yang Bang.
It was a good idea.
But then it turns out that then they just got mildly racist. And so, because his name's not Yang. So now we moved on to Yang.
Can I say what Danny said to you off the air?
No.
Are you sure?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Because he didn't mean it that way, but it's not good.
Well, but he didn't. That
it's
was kind of
like when
meant.
I was talking about the color commentator.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. That's
he
not,
was talking about Con Knipple.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who, by the way.
Yeah.
Fourth overall, bitch. Suck on that.
Con
we spent
that's
quite a bit of time on
saying.
How special of a player Con Knipple is.
Oh, I'll bet. You just trashing the Hornets. Look, or, I mean, wait, who the Bobcat? What are they called? The Hornets?
The Hornets.
The,
going to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Where careers go to die. Have fun.
They went up and got him.
They went and got him. Hey, number 4 overall pick. If
Blazers could have traded up from 11.
Couldn't get him.
And couldn't get him.
No. Dude, if he turns out to be great, I'll be the first one to raise my hand and be like, I was wrong.
Okay, wait.
I'm going down the road. And by the way,
Yang Han Sen or Con Knipple buying futures go?
Oh, well, I'll probably buy I'll probably buy Knipple.
Well, there you go. The nip.
One went 4, one went 16. I just am fascinated with the idea that, like, he gets drafted, and literally everyone from ESPN. Do we have the clip of like the podcast guys laughing? Like it's like
oh I don't know.
Look through it.
I haven't seen that clip.
Podcast
so I don't know.
Guys.
I forget who it is. There's a handful of guys that run one of the more popular NBA podcasts, and they were doing their draft night last night, and they all just start laughing. Like no one knew who the hell this guy was. He came out of the effing bleachers. They didn't even have him at a table. He was there for the second round.
Well, but
they called his name and he was like, what? And he just descended from the bleachers.
Look, it's a little off of the board.
Yes.
You know, it's a little off the board. The Blazers picking Yang Han Sen. But
yes.
I
love it.
You don't. I mean, no,
no
one, knows.
One knows.
Like, you don't know.
No, but I love that everyone went.
I just think it's funny all these opinions today. What do you know?
Nothing.
You haven't even seen him. Don't even know what he looks like.
This is my point. So it went from like
I have the clip, by the way, if you want.
All right, this is the clip. What's this from?
This is from the No Ceilings podcast. Yes. Sprague is an avid listener. He was listening to this live as the draft was going on. Here's how it sounded.
Oh, God. I don't have it up yet, so someone's going to have to officially announce it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they did it.
They did it.
Hanson Yang to the Portland Trailblazers at 16.
This is a really good time for one of us to just be like, who?
Michael?
Insert the Bill Simmons. Whoa!
What?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know how we even begin to talk about this as he walks down the steps. I think that's with Rich Paul. I was there at the Lakers facility not too long ago when they had the Clutch Pro Day. I met with a scout there. I won't name who he was, but I met him after the Clutch Pro Day, and he was like, yo, I was like, hey, how was the Clutch Pro Day, right? Because I wasn't allowed in. But he was like, no, it was great. You know, a lot of interesting guys, a lot of cool stuff. And I was like, cool. How was Hansen? Because, like, there were a ton of, like, Chinese reporters there and people there hanging out around him. And he goes, yeah, he was really bad.
Oh, no.
So to hear that and to be here at this point where he gets taken 16th by the Portland Trailblazers, someone needs to help us understand.
No.
Sorry, we were here.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah,
help us understand. Okay, you can cut. I don't care about
this. Yeah, we're good.
the idea of help us understand, that I get.
Sure.
But anyone with a hard opinion about this.
You're dumb.
You're not dumb. It's just like you don't know what you're talking about. No one really does.
No.
So, like, I don't know. It is a little weird. I think just the only thing you can say, it's a little weird that the entire league, you know, the league collectively knows a thing or two, more so than, you know, just some dope on the radio. I'm just saying, like, collectively, even the league is looking at this going, whoa, that's off the board. But it's okay, explain it. And there's a lot of different ways to explain it. Yeah. Other than that, let's just
wait and see. But this is my point. I love it. So when we left the air, right, like I was just looking through, and like the collective reaction from the basketball world and certainly from like the Blazer faithful was like, what the blank just happened? By the way, we now have five centers, which I also love.
We
collectively.
Are you a Blazer?
Well, I love that they were collecting undersized guards, and now they've just moved on to collecting 7-foot
biggest
centers.
Team in the league.
So they traded for a 35-year-old point guard.
Yes,
and then drafted a 20-year-old center.
Yes,
that could
be 2 years away from being 2 years
old. Drew Holiday could be Yong Han Sen's father.
Yes. Yeah, in theory.
What if in a weird plot twist, he is?
Wouldn't that be something?
Playing ball in China.
But now they have because everyone was saying, like, if they took Jakachonis, who they thought
China
was going to be the guy, the point guard at Illinois, was like, how can you draft a point guard just 2 years after drafting Scoot? Well, they drafted another center a year after drafting Klingon.
Well,
so they now have Klingon.
Yeah.
They got the Yongbong. They've got Ayton. They got Robert Williams, and they got Duop Reith.
Well, Ayton's gone. Williams is gone. Yeah. Reith is a whatever. Look, so it's those two.
It's those two.
Yeah.
It's those two going forward. But I love that collectively, Blazer fan went from, I'm just outraged. And then, like, three clips started circulating of Yang, like, dunking on some 5'8 Chinese guys. And people were like, oh, my God, this is the greatest pick of all time. That's all someone had to say was Chinese Jokic, and collectively the Blazer faithful were like, greatest player of all time. Oh my God, it'll be an MVP in 2 years. How quick, and that just goes to show you, no one knows. I have no idea. I've seen three blurry clips of him playing, again, dunking and yamming on some dude who's maybe 6 feet tall in the CBA.
Well, Yao Ming was good.
Yao Ming was good. So, and then that's about it.
Well, but hey. Maybe this is the next Yao.
It's possible.
Who can shoot?
Yeah.
Can he shoot?
Looks like he can shoot a little. Again, all I've seen collectively 3 minutes of highlights.
So he's 7'1".
He's 7'2".
7'2".
7'2".
And he's 20.
Yes.
And he's from China.
Just turned 20 today.
And we will affectionately refer to him sometimes as the BTC.
Yes, big time Chinese.
Big time
Not to be
Chinese.
Confused with BTJ.
Big which time
is,
Japanese.
Which is big time Japanese.
Your lady.
My lady.
Our guy.
I wonder if she's going to be a little worried now that my guy here in Portland, because I'll tell you what, I'm all aboard this train. Our guy.
This is reminiscent of Ha Sung Jin.
Yes.
You know that.
I think we collectively put our arms around this. And I wonder if she's going to be a little intimidated now that she's no longer the biggest of the BTs.
Was Ha Korean?
Mm-hmm.
He was Korean. Okay.
He was Korean.
All right. Well, there's a couple conspiracy theories out there as to what the Blazers are doing.
I know it's love. I'll at least give Cronin
Let's
credit.
Let's get into that.
He stood up on the podium last night at his press conference, and he did not shy away. My man leaned into that like you wouldn't believe.
Well, he likes him.
He more
this
than likes him.
This is his guy.
Been scouting him for 2 years, said he wanted to take him last year.
Wanted to take him last year.
Yes.
Get him.
Dude.
That's the guy. The BTC.
The Yong Bong is Yong here, Bong. Man. Let's go.
All right. Well, let's get into it, okay? Some NBA draft recap coming up. And more on your Portland Trailblazers taking a 7'2" Chinese center named Yong.
Correct.
Thank you. On the Fan Sports. Let me tell you, I got some. All right. The Blazers have made their selection in the draft right as you guys were signing off last night. Mm-hmm. So unfair. You didn't get to...
No.
You didn't get to talk about it. You didn't have hot commentary.
Well, I couldn't talk about him because I had never heard of him, didn't know who he was, and...
what if you just launched into an hour on the guy? Like, yeah, here's what I know. Like, I was driving in. Danny was talking about going and watching full game film on. Yeah, so, and he's going to post an article. I mean, seriously, yeah. See, if you guys want that, yeah. Watch out for Meringue's X account.
He said he was going to go watch a bunch of, I don't know where you get it, but he said he was going to watch
He's
going to watch a bunch of Chinese Basketball Association like
he's
games.
Got sources. He knows how to get a hold of full games.
So
anyway, maybe go follow him and see what, you know, I don't know. The guy was ranked Yong Han Sen was ranked the 35th best prospect in the draft. Now, he was projected to go early second round, but the Blazers yanked him off the board at 16.
Yeah, and Cronin said, you hear the clips, but Cronin said it was a reach. They said they weren't comfortable at 11, but they said 16 was the threshold. And you're getting some reports that there were some teams sniffing around maybe, and who knows, right? This is the old... Everyone wanted Patrick Mahomes, like, in the teens. But there was some talk that the Nets were sniffing around him somewhere in the 20s. You know, because some people thought maybe he could be a late first-round pick. So Cronin basically said they had scouted the guy for 2 years. They wanted him in last year's draft. That's how much they thought of him. He didn't come out last year. And so when they went from 11 to 16, they said they just didn't feel comfortable going back any further. And he admitted it was a bit of a reach, but... Look, this is kind of the hill they're dying on.
Well, I mean, if that's your guy,
yeah, you go get him.
Go get your guy. Now, you didn't overpay, but it's a reach. Yeah, you didn't really have to get him at 16. Although when the Nets have 5 picks, they can take a flyer on a guy like that.
Yeah,
you do probably worry about that. So they were like, screw it. Might have cost themselves a little draft capital. I don't know. They did end up getting Orlando's 2028 first.
Uh-huh. And
seconds. They got 2 second-round picks in doing so.
Sure.
And then the guy that they drafted, the man from China, the BTC, is compared to Luke Kornet and Sengun.
Yeah, China! I feel like maybe that's Houston. That's a little better than Jokic.
Han Sen Sengun.
Like, Jokic is, come on.
Well, what about Arvidas? I was expecting some Arvidas comparisons. I was expecting some, there are already Jokic comparisons, apparently.
Which is just
and then,
absurd.
Of course, the Yao Ming comparisons as well. So
all I know is,
anyway,
to me, if you're taking a guy at 16, I'll never bury you because at 16, everything's a flyer, right?
Hey, wasn't Giannis 16?
Giannis was around there. And again,
he was young and raw.
How on earth is anyone going to predict what a raw 19-year-old kid turns into?
That's so, right. 20.
Well, yeah, he just turned 20.
Just turned 20.
Drafted him at 19, turned 20. He was 19 and 5/8. So will Cronin or any of these guys be around to see him develop? Who knows? You got a new ownership group coming in next year. He might even be around drafting next year. I don't know. But it does feel like this is probably a hill that you're going to die on. When you say, essentially, that it feels like you would have drafted him last year over Donovan Clingan, you scouted this guy for 2 years, you said it was a reach, you feel that good about him, it kind of feels like you're shoving some chips into the middle, and if this guy hits, you look like a genius, and if it flops, maybe it's just part of a larger flop and it ends up costing your job, but I can appreciate going out on your shield. I've always said, like, with in the NFL with quarterbacks, if you think he's your quarterback, you go get him. There's no cost too high. And let's also not pretend that there was someone sitting there at 16 that was going to be an automatic slam dunk that was going to turn out to be some sort of all-pro. So I don't have a problem with the pick. I just think it was widely entertaining to see the basketball world go, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
But you've got Mike Schmidt in there, right, who is a great third baseman. And supposedly this guy that
who
you put all
you?
The faith in the world, he's this great international scout, you believe in his evaluation. And if this guy says that this is the big upside that in 2 years can turn into a real difference maker, well, then that's why you hire him. You hire him to make those sorts of evaluations.
Is that the guy that called him the Chinese 7'2 SGA?
Oh, God, I hope not.
I'm just kidding. Look, I
Chinese
get all that.
Chinese foul merchant? Yeah. Bring it on.
I feel the same way, okay? Yeah. I mean, I can't sit here.
I won't
here and,
ever bury a pick like this,
I
ever.
Can't sit here and
it's
criticize.
It's just fun.
I can't sit here and criticize the Blazers for that. I have no idea about this guy. But you got to admit, it fits right. It's the most Blazery thing ever. It fits right into the narrative that
they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they've got a bad, it's a bad franchise. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been saying this for a while since Paul Allen died. It's gotten progressively worse. It's just a bad franchise. And unfortunately, they don't really get the benefit of the doubt.
No.
When it comes to draft picks. Now, Oklahoma City might, because that guy that Oklahoma City drafted, the Georgetown center, his name is Thomas Sorber. Mm. You know, he was taken one pick ahead of Young. Yeah. So guess what? I mean, is there any doubt how lopsided that career comparison is going to be? Okay?
Yeah.
But this is what you signed up for. I agree with everything you said. It's just, you know, forgive Blazer fans and skeptics for chuckling a little bit and maybe even spitting out their milk this morning.
Because we've heard everything from, you know, Zach Collins, foundational player, and Kevin McHale to Scoot Henderson, generational talent. I listened to Joe Cronin have the balls to stand up there and tell everybody at the press conference that Scoot was the rare guy that wasn't going to struggle making the adjustment to the NBA because he was just that good.
Okay? Magic Johnson.
We have heard so much spin crap coming from this organization that, yes, you don't deserve the benefit of the doubt, but at the same time, I am not going to be a hypocrite and pretend that I have any idea what 16 means as far as who you should get, right? I don't know, and if you think this is the guy, get him. The only thing I've always said is just give me some clarity on the plan. And when you've got one, you got a coach saying that it's all about being a playoff team, not play-in team. And then a GM kind of walking that back. And then you go and make a move for Jrue Holiday, who's 35 years old. That's probably going to start over the point guard that you told me was a generational point guard. And that seems to indicate that you are about winning right now. And then you spend the 16 pick on a guy that may not be able to help you for 2 or 3 years. That goes back to the, what the hell are you doing? It just seems very, very
confusing.
Well,
there's probably more to come, right?
Well, I mean, I would assume that, like,
there should be.
You would think. Well,
there's more to come.
You got five centers, and whether look, Ayton's
they
not
should start them all.
That would be amazing.
Who would play point?
I'm guessing the young
this
ball.
Guy here.
Well, they tell me he's the greatest passer in the world because I saw a highlight of him throwing. And by the way, it was a pretty slick backcourt pass.
There
at
were some
the,
good ones in there
at the combine. I'm like, hey, so I think he runs the point. I think we go with I think Duop is the two guard.
Okay.
And then I think we're
8 and 3.
I think we're got to go 8 and 3, right?
And then Klingon's our well
Klingon has
wait,
to
who
play.
Am I miss? Who's
Klingon has to play five or Klingon has to be the five. Who are we missing? We're missing one. Time Lord, Robert Williams.
Oh
so
yeah.
So we got Klingon at the five. I think Time Lord's playing four, 8 and 3. Wreath at the two, and then we got the Yong Bong running the point.
I don't hate it.
Hey, we just let the young kid run out.
Stop that.
For like four possessions, they should do that once just to be like,
stop that,
F it.
Oklahoma City.
But when everyone's going to be critical of that, think about it. There's no way Ayton, who's on an expiring deal, there's no way Ayton's here after this year. Robert Williams' knee will turn to dust soon, so he's gone. Do up Wreath, whatever. He's a two-way contract. Get him out of here. Go to play in the G League. You can say they have five centers. They have two centers. In theory, the future of that position is simply this is Nurkic Jokic, because we're back to that comparison. These are your two centers, and one of them will become the starter, and one of them will become the backup, and the rest of them will get sloughed off.
Unnamed NBA front office person said, quote, "That's the wildest pick I've ever seen."
Yeah.
"Those jobs over there are on the line," end quote.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing, is we get into conspiracy theories here. Cronin knows he ain't. Dude, you think Cronin, he's not dumb,
no.
Or maybe he is. I don't know. But
seems like a smart guy.
I'm guessing I don't think he really does, actually, but he may be. I don't know. I'm guessing he knows his days are numbered when the team sells.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Like, how the hell do you think that guy's going to survive a sale and still remain GM?
Well, and this is why I think this
so
is.
So he's got a Hail Mary out
there.
Well,
that's kind of my thing. I think this is why this is the calculated risk. I say this all the time in the NFL that a lot of times GMs and coaches make dumb decisions based on they have to do
something
to save their job.
Right.
So if you are if you're Cronin and you know the sale is coming, let's say in 8 to 12 months, and going into next offseason, you're going to have to basically prove that this is a job that you can handle. Bringing in someone like Drew Holiday that maybe can get you 6 or 7 extra wins, maybe get into the playoffs, drafting a kid that maybe pops, maybe midway through this year and really shows something, you can be like, hey, look, we got to the playoffs, right? That's my guy that I brought in. And look, we've got something here that we can really build upon. And this is a guy that no one else thought about that we brought in. That may be the, like you said, you throw up the flare, because if you draft playoffs, a guy at 16 and he doesn't do anything and he's just a kind of a rotational player and he's decent enough, that maybe doesn't move the needle. So maybe you take the ultimate swing and you overreach, which is Cronin's own words. He said it was a reach. He understands everyone thinks it's a reach. But if that kid pops, maybe that's a job saver. So again, I understand in a vacuum where all this is coming from. It just doesn't change the fact that collectively the NBA world is kind of snickering and laughing. But, you know, if it works, then you have the last laugh.
The other big conspiracy theory was pushed by Henry Abbott.
Yeah, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And I had forgotten about Henry Abbott. I don't know where he is now other than social media.
Yeah, he's doing his with the True Hoop or whatever.
Oh, is he still with True Hoop?
I think that's his site.
Is it still a thing?
Dude, I haven't heard from that guy since the Damian Lillard stuff.
That's what I'm saying. When I saw his tweet, I was like, wait a minute, Henry Abbott?
Yeah.
I thought he was dead.
No, I think it's still here.
Maybe it's his widow tweeting for him.
The ghost?
He says...
it's a Substack, truehoop.com.
Substack, okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you go pay a bunch of money for people's content?
Yeah, he's, pluck down a couple bucks and you get their,
It's not a bunch of money?
No, it's usually a few bucks a month. It's like it's the Athletic. It's the new format.
How much is that one?
Oh, I have no idea. I think Danny has a Substack that he writes all his stuff on. I think it's like...
So I have to pay to see Danny's writings?
Yes.
He doesn't put them on his Twitter?
No. God. You gotta Substack it. It's a few. I want to say it's
thoughts on his Twitter, but the deep dives.
And then
you're
he says, "You want more? Go to this."
You like that?
You like that? Well, listen.
You like that? You like that?
I smell a segment.
You do.
Well, yeah, we should do a price comparison of all the sports content you have to pay for.
Mm-hmm.
We should get a list of how much it all costs and go through and rank best values to worst values.
Okay. Because I pay for like 4 things and
I pay for one.
You pay for one?
And it's not even really sports.
Wall Street Journal. They do a really nice job.
That is a great.
Yes.
Sports wise, it's really good.
Yeah, they do good stuff.
But it's just a good paper.
Yes.
And
I think the best value is The Athletic.
I think it's $4.95 a month or something. Yeah. But then it goes to $9.
You always get the.
They get you on for
the,
a year.
Yep.
But anyway, he says, possible that a prominent Chinese player boosts the sale price of the team.
For God's sakes.
Henry coming in hot.
Henry.
How about that?
It's some Jody's telling Cronin. Dude.
Burt Cold's in bed with the Chinese.
There is a clip from who is the Jonathan, what's Givney? His name? The
Jonathan Givney?
China. Yeah,
that's kind of always gets tied to the Blazers because him and Schmidt were buddies before Schmidt got hired. There's a clip from like 2 years ago of being like, dude, this is the guy. Like, keep an eye on it. They have been on him for 2 years. So that's just such a dumb take. Look, they just...
You're a dumb take.
Well, it's just... Why can't... Everyone has had that buddy that likes a certain girl and you're like, really, dude?
Now, how about this?
Dude, I love her. Shut up. They fell in love.
Now, how about this even crazier ayahuasca-induced conspiracy take? This I heard from Jeff Rust. I think he saw it on internet. But one step further than upping the value for the sale of the Blazers, what if there's a backroom deal between the Blazers and the league?
Yes.
They want to promote the game more in China. Haven't had a big star from there in quite some time. So if the Blazers wear this one here and take a first rounder that everyone gets hyped about, give them the first round pick in next year's lottery, just like the Mavs got in their deal for giving up Luka Doncic.
I love that. I'm in on that.
Tim Boyle.
Blazers are winning the lottery next year.
I don't know who the number one pick is. Oh, it's the kid from BYU.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah. Another, although Devin wasn't, he was the number 8 pick, but after we win the national title.
Yeah, you ain't winning the national title, bro.
That's not what the odds say.
I got news for you.
Yeah, I love how you're upset now that you've been replaced as the power of the Big 12.
It's not that. It's that I've seen this play out where you get the hyped kid that comes in as a freshman. And you're like, oh, my God, we're going to win that And then he sucks. And then it takes 2 years before he's any good at all at anything.
You don't know.
I actually do know.
You have no idea.
As a Kansas fan, I can assure you that I have seen Josh Selby, anyone? I have seen the overhyped freshman fail way too many times.
You haven't seen DeBonsa. You haven't. You don't know.
And then the one we did get that was good was Joel Embiid, and he got hurt. No titles. Not a big deal. The titles were all older guys that had been around.
Nope.
There's your lesson.
Not this time.
You guys are doing it all wrong.
No.
You should talk to Rock Chalk. We know what's up.
We got Mormon Jesus on our side.
I did see you guys got Ryder Lyons.
Yeah, see?
That's great.
Things are looking
I heard up. He sucks, though. Bryson Beaver.
That's great.
Way better.
Beaver Nation comes to Eugene.
I do enjoy that the Beav is coming to Eugene.
What if he changes his name to Duck?
Oh, yeah.
Bryson, for 3 years.
Bryson Duck. Bryson Duck Beaver or Beaver Duck just hyphenates. Like a bad marriage.
They had a player they called everyone's favorite duck, Wesley Mallard.
Oh, yeah. Forget about that.
Don Essig, the PA announcer, always called him everyone's favorite duck because his last name was Mallard.
Makes sense.
A couple texts we're going to read next. A lot of people have hot takes about young Hun Sen.
I love they have hot young takes.
Well, you know, this is fun. This is the fun of sports.
Yes.
Nobody knows anything, so we just we sit and argue about it.
I bet you that dude moves some serious merch.
Yeah.
He's got his own clothing line.
There you go.
I think it's Young and Handsome.
Why wouldn't you? No way.
Yeah.
No,
there's a photo of it, and so I saw this. I didn't know if someone had photoshopped it's a real thing. Line. They've taken his name and done like kind of the edit overs where they've crossed things out and added things, and they've turned it from Young Hun Sen to Young and Handsome. It's pretty cool.
I'm pretty certain that is real, that he has a clothing line.
I love this guy.
Yeah, dude.
This is my favorite new blazer.
I want Young Fever to take over Rip City. He's coming tomorrow. They're going to have the press conference and everything, and people
Does he speak any English?
It's rough. They say he understands basketball English, but other than that, he'll have an interpreter.
Yeah, Danny was saying that basketball-wise, they don't think it's actually going to be any problem, but the conversational stuff will be a struggle at first.
Well, wait. Why would the basketball stuff not be a problem? Like, Chance?
Well, like, Chance coaches
hard.
He has experience other coaches, like, being able to figure out the game universal language.
He's never worked with Chance.
If you... It's easy to understand a handful of vocabulary words.
Get over here. You're supposed to be here,
Cut.
Not there.
Shoot.
Shoot
Pass.
It.
Well, like when we got years ago.
Idiot.
My first dog, I had a Rottweiler, and it was trained in German. And I could speak German to the damn dog. You know, you learn 40 commands for the dog that were in German. I can't speak German. But, you know, it's similar.
Do we
to
need
that.
To be worried about his translator ripping him off from all his NBA millions?
That's a little racist. That was Japanese, not Chinese.
No, it's just interpreter. Foreign,
look at you
foreign
making
player.
A lot of assumptions about Asian
well,
interpreters.
Well, look, I've got scar tissue. The guy's in jail.
That's
ripped
true.
Off my guy Shohei.
For millions.
Come on, man.
I don't think the Younger here is going to have quite Ohtani
Someone's
got to
protect these guys. Jode, you got to step up. Protect the Younger. Young Hun Sen.
The Younger coming to
the newest Blazer.
Coming
there
to
you
Rip
go.
City. Right. I haven't bought a Blazer jersey ever. This is going to be my first.
It's actually pretty neat.
Coming up next, more NBA draft musings. But first, here is Buck with SportsCenter.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, recapping the NBA draft. Blazers got the man you wanted, Younghoe Sin.
May not be the man you knew you needed.
But he's the man, yeah, he's the man you didn't know you needed.
There you
I
go.
Think is what you're saying
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Let's go. I see where
what was the Oscar Gamble quote? It may not always be like that. What was the...
He said, okay, so that's always a hard one.
Yeah.
He said Oscar Gamble was the former baseball player.
Greatest quote ever.
He said, it may not, you may not think it be like it is, but it do.
That's when... That's what I feel like when it comes to this.
I think that's right. Yeah. Let me look that up. Okay.
Yeah. They don't think it be like that. They don't think it be like it is.
But it do.
But it do.
Yeah. They don't think it be like it is, but it do. Hell yeah, Oscar.
That's
couple
right.
of texts on the fan text line. Not like the Lakers need a big man and have an international brand. Portland was always the team. That from Deal. That's a good point. Couple of other people likening this to Luke Babbitt. Come on, guys. You don't know that.
So like this, it's like going to a restaurant you're familiar with and ordering something you've never had. You hope it's good, but you may not like it. You're still stuck with the bill. I like that.
That's right.
Hey, you know, sometimes you have to order. One time my gal ordered the evil jungle noodle at like my favorite Chinese restaurant. I was like, I don't know.
We're going to pay for it.
I like the sound of it. By the way, the evil jungle noodle, don't get it.
Not good.
It's terrible. But it was fun to order it, and for a brief moment, it was exciting.
Young's represented by Rich Paul, which may say something about his potential. Paul is a smart dude. That's another text. Another one says, are Blazer fans going to see an increase in ticket prices due to the tariffs related on importing Young to the United States to play?
By the way, can we just admit that things are going to get mildly uncomfortable racist every time we just lump
oh,
in
come
anything?
On. Not everything's racist. Will you calm down? God, you libs.
I said mildly.
Turn
he's
going to
get
lib.
Lumped into just every my mom bad is adorably Asian racist. Stereotype. I heard everyone doing the Yongzilla and Kling Kong.
Somebody mentioned the Yongong.
Yeah,
we need a Yongong in the arena,
dude.
I'm sorry, I love the idea.
That's fantastic. But I would like to point out the Yongzilla again. Godzilla, Japanese, not Chinese. Just
based on their moronic decisions over the past few years and the fans accepting this. We deserve to be the Beijing Trailblazers. Okay.
Well, I think the Nets are owned by an Asian billionaire. And so that's again, people were like, oh, see, the Nets were going to take him at like a 19.
Is this to drum up a Chinese buyer? Huh?
If that's the case, the conspiracy theorist, I knew it.
I hope so.
What does the Younger do to the sell of a franchise?
I don't know. Is he beloved over there? Like, is he like...
I don't
know. I mean, I know they love basketball in China.
He was a big deal in the Chinese Basketball Association. He was like the defensive player of the year and like led the league in blocks. And But it is funny because every time I see the clips, although there are ones out there of him like at the Blazer workout, and there's another one of him at the combine. So it's not all CBA, but the clips you do see of him in the CBA just dominating, every other guy looks like he's like 6'1". It's hilarious.
How about this?
I think the competition level is slightly better over here.
Would you like another conspiracy theory?
Please.
The Chinese government has been training Yang as a secret agent. They are blackmailing Jody Allen and the Allen Trust due to illegal animal bones she smuggled out of China. This allows them to seamlessly plant their agent into Trump's America. God, I love that.
Just keep them coming, man.
I think that's
just
right.
Just keep them
China!
Coming. Can't wait. Well, be here tomorrow. I can't wait for the press conference.
There's a couple texts. Okay, we'll wrap up the draft next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we are anxiously awaiting round two of the NBA draft. Man. It's underway in about an hour and 10 minutes.
Can't wait.
Of course, the Blazers have, they don't have any picks.
No. And I don't think anyone else has their picks either. I love that the NBA is trying to make day two of the draft a thing. No one cares about after pick like 12 in the NBA draft, and yet you're making day two a thing. Good luck with that.
I'll be watching.
No, you won't.
I will. It's on already. I'm in anticipation.
You will turn on a baseball game. It's 3:51. By 4:11, you will be watching baseball.
There might only be one game on at 4:11.
Well, the Braves and Mets start.
Which you'll be interested in.
There's a lot of day baseball today.
2025 NBA draft pregame show on right now, and I'm watching it.
Oh, yeah, dude. There is, like, all of day baseball. The only thing we have right now, Mariners and Twins is still going on because we had, like, the 9-hour rain delay.
Yeah.
And then the Braves and Mets. Everything else was day baseball.
It's getaway day.
Yeah, your Royals.
They got shut out again.
Got skunked by the Rays.
Have you seen how many teams got shut out last night and today? There were three more today. There were like eight last night and three more today.
Yeah, the Cubbies shut out the Cards.
What is going on?
And the Blue Jays blanked the Guardians.
What is happening?
Well, I don't know if you've seen the Mets play recently, but we can't score a run.
Dude,
so I think that
don't
happens.
Get me started about bad offense.
Yeah, Rob, did you see the infographic I sent you about the Royals? Yeah.
Yes.
Not going so well.
Care to guess how many teams do not have a hit, an extra base hit with the bases loaded yet this season, Suk?
I'm guessing one.
That would be one.
That's Kansas right. City
Royals. Every other team has at
not
least
the
two.
Mets.
You don't really. You don't.
No.
Nothing more than a single with the bases loaded all season.
My God.
Yeah, they're bad, dude.
Dude, that blow. That's
wild.
Right there blows
and
my mind.
They have Bobby Witt.
Bobby.
They have played 41 home games. Mm-hmm. Are you ready to do some math?
Let's go.
Doesn't an opponent have the season lead for home runs at their park?
Oh, probably. They have played 41 home games. They have scored 111 runs.
Okay, 41 and 111 runs. That's not. That's not good.
Are you doing the math in your head?
I'm mathing right now. It's not good. You do have a negative 32 run differential.
Yeah, thanks, Tips. We can't score.
That's so bad.
Yeah. So let's pipe down about the Mets.
Well, I would like to point out that even though the Mets have been on a horrific losing streak, we are tied for first place again.
So,
and I would also like to point out for everyone that's been critical of Juan Soto, the shuffle is back and my man is mashing. So, Soto haters.
So the Nets, first team in NBA history with 5 ones.
Yeah, and everyone was like, there's no way they can spend all five.
They did.
Yeah, and four of them were guards.
They used them all. David Kahn is their new GM.
Apparently. Like the Blazers are collecting centers and the Nets are collecting guards. Although supposedly the Nets wanted the younger and we stole him from him. Like, nice try.
In your face, Brooklyn.
The team with five picks in the round couldn't get him?
No.
Amazing.
Couldn't do it.
Nope.
That does seem a bit. That's how coveted this guy was. Are you kidding me? Hey, I love all the sources coming out right now.
He surely would have been off the board at 17, 18, 19, 20.
Every leak right now is 9 different teams are going to take him.
All you needed to know was that the NBA had him seated in the second level of the bleachers, essentially.
Hey, Giannis came out of the bleachers too, so suck.
Ortner was pointing out yesterday they were doing like the big pre-draft fashion walk, and they all have their names called, and they all go out on stage. Not young.
No.
He was so poorly thought of that he wasn't even included in the group photo.
Well, I just liked his expression. He did like the fist up. Even he was
man
like,
of the
what?
People. It was cool.
Like, huh? It's like he was a contestant on The Price is Right that wasn't expecting his name. They're like, Young.
Do you think he had to look up Portland?
Yes. Well, no, because
he came here
for a workout. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think he knows how to pronounce the river?
No. I think he knows.
You think he's ever been to a vegan strip club?
Ooh. Dude, well, he's only 20.
He just turned 20, yeah.
Do we even have any under?
Do we
have a jiggles anymore?
No. No jiggles. I mean, we may have an under.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is there an 18 and over? Dude, it would be the best thing to happen to me in years if I just wandered into a peeler joint one night and the Younger was hanging out at the rack. Yes. Yes.
A night on the town with Sook and the Younger?
Dude, let's go.
China.
Can you name the Nets coach?
Ooh.
And the reason I asked this is because when I saw them make
it
five
first
picks.
It was Jacques Vaughn. It's not anymore.
In my head, I was like, wait.
It was Kenny Atkinson.
Who's their coach?
Anymore.
And I had to look it up.
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
The guy's name is Jordy Fernandez.
Oh
yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, he was the, Team Canada head coach in the Olympics?
I think Jordy Fernandez fact right there. I don't know if that's right.
The last one I can remember is Jacques Vaughn. And I'm sure there's been someone before that.
And Kenny Atkinson was also, but now he's with the Cavs.
No, I guess they only had an interim. So Kevin Ollie was an interim. So
the great Kevin Ollie?
Kevin Ollie. The last one before this was indeed Jacques Vaughn. Because he took over from Steve Nash.
You see the wrong hat debate popping up again?
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing that the NBA does. And believe me, they do a lot of dumb stuff. Who was it? Van Pelt that was railing on it last night.
Yeah, it was a good bit.
Well,
and we feel the same way. We were discussing it yesterday.
There's nothing
worse. Doesn't everyone agree about this?
Yes. Well, like, you spend your entire life, you know, you spend 18, 20 years, however long it is, right? And this is like your moment to stand on stage and achieve your dream. And you know you're not going to be there, and yet you still have to do the awkward hat of the place you're not going. It's just dumb. I understand that the trade can't become official, but, dude, just let the kid wear the correct hat. You know it's done. It's announced. It's so stupid. And it's just, I don't know why.
I know. It seems like such an easy fix.
Yes.
But
dude, if I was that kid and I knew the trade was going to happen, I would just, because they have all the hats back there. And by the way, I thought the hats were pretty good this year.
They weren't bad.
Yeah.
They were better.
Yeah.
They're getting better.
I would simply just go up there and be like, hey, I understand. Can I just get the Jazz hat or
renders the photo of your draft night.
Yes.
Useless.
Yes.
Because like Doncic has a Hawks hat on.
Yeah.
It's pointless.
It's pointless. Right. It's like, so why even do it then?
It's dumb. It's really, really dumb. And I'm glad that Van Pelt kind of lit the fire again. And
Van Peasy.
Yeah. Maybe one day the Crypt Keeper will wake up and realize that everyone thinks that's dumb and just let them wear the hat they want to wear. It's great.
It's great. All right. Move over, Yong. It's time for The Miz. Next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.